Good morning. And how are you? Blessed on this, the feast of Christ the King, the last Sunday of the church year. And we begin a new church year next Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent. And I always think it's good when we come to the last Sunday of the year that we do a spiritual examination of conscience, if you will, about how Christ has truly been my king in my life and how he has not. How he has been king and how he has not been king. And it's important that we do this because, again, as you've heard me say before, we know that it takes just one thin thread to keep a bird from flying if that thread is tied to something else. No matter how the bird tries to fly, it'll be stuck by that one thread. And so it is things in our life that are still not under the kingship of Jesus Christ. And so I want us to look at our spiritual life, our physical life, our stuff, and our church, and see how all that is under the kingship of Christ and how it's not. Let's first think about our spiritual life. That is Christ the most important thing in my life? I was talking to one of my old spiritual directees yesterday, and we were talking about his day before yesterday, and we were talking about his life and where he's at with the Lord. And I says to him, "So who do you think about the most throughout the day? Is it Jesus? Is your life centered around Jesus? Is your thought life centered around Jesus? Are you committed in your prayer time with Jesus? Do you fit him into your day? Do you build your day around him, as you've heard me say 100 billion times? That shows whether he's truly your king. If you fit God into your day, he's not your king. If you build your day around Christ, he is your king. So what is it then a new church here I have to do to make sure that he's king in my spiritual life? The second thing, of course, is my physical life, my body, that we are the temples of the living God, that God dwells inside of us. So is God truly king of your body? And another way of saying this is Lord, right? That everybody wants Jesus Christ to be their Savior. You know, save me, Jesus, from all my sins. Yeah, we all like that. But he can't be our Savior unless he's our Lord, which means he's in charge. He's king. And so is he charge of my body, huh? So do I take care of my body? Not because I want to be a health nut or because I'm vain, but because it's the place where Christ dwells. It's the place where God is on this earth. It is the tabernacle or the temple of the living God. So am I overweight? Am I underweight? If I'm a diabetic like moi, do I take care of myself? Do I not? If I'm on medication, do I do my medication? Do I take care of my body as the place where God dwells? How about my sexual life, my purity? Am I pure in mind, in body, in action? Am I pure with myself? Am I pure with others? Do I follow the teachings of the church in that regard? Or do I follow my own teaching and say, well, this is what I believe, and because I am the king of my own life, I get to decide what's right and I get to decide what's wrong. It's my body. I do with it as I will. Again, valid point. But not for someone who's under the kingship of Jesus Christ. So if there's anything in your body, in my body, that's not under the kingship of Jesus, then what is it that has to change as I begin this new church year to make everything, my whole body, under the kingship of Jesus Christ? How about my stuff? Huh? Like we had Black Friday a couple days ago, and some people never went to bed on Black Friday, right? They went out on Easter, Holy Thursday. It's the same thing. Thanksgiving and going out on Thanksgiving night and stop all night shopping. Fine, great. But as I put on my Twitter that very night, you know, we're supposed to seek God with all our heart as our king, right? And so many people, nobody here, but there's other people who make stuff what they seek with all their heart. And they prove it on Black Friday. You know, they do all this stuff. They stay up all night, or they wake up early in the morning for stuff that'll never love them back. No matter how much stuff you have, it's never going to love you back. But God, who loves us more than anybody, would we spend the whole night, all night, seeking relationship with him? Do we go out of our way to make sure that I love God more than stuff? Do I put the same energy into this? Stuff does not keep me alive forever and stuff will never love me? Is my stuff God's? Is everything I have belong to God? Do I come before him with my stuff, with my hands open? Take what you want, give what you want. Is that what I do with my money? Because that's part of my stuff. Take what you want, give what you want. It all belongs to you. Huh? We hear in the gospel, so we talked about our spiritual life, our physical life, and our stuff. We also have to think about ourselves under God's church, which is his kingdom on earth, right? Because Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world, and the church is not of the world, but the kingdom of God is found in his church. And so what kind of Catholic am I? Am I one who follows the teachings of the church, the magisterium of the church? You know, or do I follow my own teachings? You know, the church can give me suggestions, and if I agree with it, I'll agree. If I don't agree with it, well, I'm the king. I'll do it my way, right? Do I follow, or am I respectful to the Holy Father, Pope Francis? You do realize when I was in Australia, I was with Tim Staples, and I was quite nervous in the beginning before I got there, because I thought most of the Catholic speakers have went into heresy and went against the Holy Father. Most have. And I thought, boy, if Tim does it, it's going to be a bad 10 days, the two of us fighting. But as soon as I saw Tim, he says, you know, Father, I have been beaten and crucified because I support the Pope. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is one priest in Australia who refused to let Tim Staples into his church because he was a Pope supporter. And I thought, if we really got to that point in our church, you do realize, and he reminded me, Vatican Council I, which is a dogmatic teaching of the church, dogmatic, Vatican Council, ordinary magisterium says, the first see is to be judged by no one. You know what the first see is? The Pope. That the dogmatic teaching of the church is, and only people who don't want to, you know, we pick and choose what we follow here, right? The word of God through his church says the Pope is to be judged by no one. No council, no bishops, no laity. No one is to judge the Pope except for God. And if he does something wrong, then God will judge him. But nobody, according to the teaching of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, dogmatic, which we must believe, is allowed to judge the Pope. And we have all kinds of people. Do I follow the kingship of Jesus in the church? Or again, do I make myself the Pope? Do I make myself the king? Do I follow only those who agree with me? Or do I place myself under the kingship of Jesus Christ through his church, through his Pope, whether I agree or disagree? You see, for Christ to be our king, it means he must be in charge of everything. Is Christ in charge of everything in our life? And if not, let's not go crazy over this. This isn't a homily to make us feel guilty. It's a homily to make us look at our lives and think, is everything under the lordship of Jesus? And if not, acknowledge it, repent of it, and begin again as he gives us a new church here. Because God's on our side with this. And when we do it his way, he'll give us peace in our heart. He'll give us peace in our church. When we do what God wants us to do, and not what we want to do. And isn't that always the struggle in our life? To do it his way and not my way? I love to do it my way, and there might be a couple of you that like it the same. But that's what we have to repent of if he's going to be our king. So is he your king in everything? If not, what must we change? You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us